You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
SME of the Week is powered by Capitec Business Banking. Start out or scale up with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, FSP number 46669. Terms and conditions apply. It's SME of the Week time. We love this feature. I love this feature particularly because we get to spotlight small businesses doing exceptionally well, showcase those businesses to you, our SAFM community, and hopefully through that help the businesses themselves do a little bit better. This week's SME is a company called Angela Care, and I'm joined on the line by the company's co-founder and CEO, Gogetso Ramahlo, to take a look at the business and get a sense of what it is that they do. Gogetso, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. And tell us about Angela Care. What is it that you do and how did the business come about?
Thank you for having me. So Angela Care is a skin and hair care company using only organic ingredients and plant-based indigenous ingredients like moringa, turmeric, baobab, marula, avocado, and many more. How did the business come about? Well, my son, so I've got three kids, my second born, when I gave birth to him, he came with a skin that was so bad. Like the skin condition was more like it looked like a crocodile skin. He had eczema, he had allergy. And they said the highest count of allergies, actually count 4. But his count was like 1,000 and something. So there was a condition of, I don't even remember the name of the condition. So my daughter was worried because obviously we're in and out of the hospital and so forth. And no amount of prescription could help. Then one day she said, but moringa on my hair, why don't you use it on his skin? Cut the long story short, that gave birth to Angela K, because that healed my son literally within like 2 months or in less than 2 months. And then, yeah, we started the business and we named it Angela K because Angela cared so much about the baby brother. So that's how we started.
Certainly an interesting way to start a business. Gogetso, tell us about what the business looks like today. How have you grown the business? What products do you offer to the market today? And what continues to move Angela Care forward?
So we now have about 31, 32 products. We use obviously only organic ingredients, plant-based indigenous ingredients, as I had said. And we are actually also manufacturing for other companies as well. We've got 7 companies that we're manufacturing for, which is doing contract manufacturing, private labeling. And also we have about more than almost 10 distributors that distribute for us. So we are scaling up. We have represented South Africa in about 7 international countries in the past 3 years. And yeah, we also exporting to countries such as China. We also exporting to soon to export as well to some of the UAE countries. So yeah, that's where we at, and currently have also, you know, built our own home lab and expanded our offices. So that's where we at this point.
Gogan, so what are you doing in the home lab?
So, you know what, through experiences, I'm not going to lie to you, through experiences, we want an organic growth, right? We don't want to be like, let's go and work at a warehouse. I mean, I think COVID has also taught us that actually you can work at the comfort of your home as long as, you know, you've got the right space and have made it very conducive for you to work at. So that is where what we're looking at. We've got a big yard and so our house is kind of like separated from the home lab and from the home offices and so forth. So thought that, wait, let's just lease from ourselves. So making great business financial decisions because we've got some bad experiences and we're like, no, let's just allow an organic growth and make means with what we have.
Got to make smart business decisions sometimes. Gogetso, you touched on the fact that you are now exporting to other countries. How did that come about and how did you get into retail? Take me through that journey and what that taught you.
So Angela, one day, just a quick story. One day we were at, I don't know if I should mention the shop, but one of the retail shops. And she was like, and I said to her, well, baby, your products are going to be in the store. And she said, but no, mommy, I want my products to be in California. And I did not understand how she even knew California and so forth, but that actually planted a seed in me that, you know what, we can actually go global. actually. I just started manifesting it. I'm very big spiritually. I'm a big manifester. I'm a person that believes in prayer and working hard as well. So we would manifest, and that, you know what, one day we will go to these countries and represent South Africa. I think a year from then, when we were at an exhibition, I could say we got scouted by sort of the motherboard of cosmetics, who then wanted, you know, to take us in and said that, you know, we could go to countries and so forth, obviously if we are export ready and so forth. And I remember when we went to that exhibition, we just put on a board that we are ready to export, not knowing that, you know, someone's going to come and spot us and love our products and so forth. And then we started going to countries whereby, you know, they started liking our products and so forth. And that is how we actually started, right? And yeah, in terms of retails, we're not in the big retails. We are in pharmacies. Just because we've done our research, we don't want to be in big retail stores. Not now, but we actually thought that, you know what, rather let's take the route of having distributors than being on shelves, competing with so many products and ours not being known, with, you know, not a big marketing budget. So rather, let's get into the distribution model. And it's working very nicely for us. And yeah, we just wanted to export and get those, you know, dollars and euros.
Always got to go after the important things there from a business perspective. Kwaketso, how do people get in touch with a business? Where can people find Angela Care products if they're looking to try the products? And how can they get hold of you if they're looking to partner and work with you?
So we are in a few selected Galapeng pharmacies. We are in Royer's Girl Pharmacy, which is based in Centurion. We are also online. We are also on Macro Online, on e-commerce on Macro Online. But yeah, if anyone is interested in either starting their own business using, you know, private labeling or contract manufacturing, or wanting to be our distributor, they can call this number 012-655-0541. Follow us on our page, Instagram. We are Angela_beauty, health and hygiene. Angela_beauty, health and hygiene. I think, yeah.
So, Kwaketso, what's next for the business? What are you currently working on?
So right now, okay, I'm at my scale up, like I'm scaling up. So I am working obviously on the expansion of the lab and so forth. So we 90% done. But yeah, 90% done. Oh, and I'm also in a competition called Engine the Making of, which is sponsored by Engine, and it's run by Race Cop. I am currently the top two now, so it's a competition of entrepreneurs. It starts off as being 10, and then each and every day, you know, there is someone that gets voted off, and we win 100,000 per day. So yeah, so now I'm on the top two. I made it to the top two, and the finale is going to be playing tomorrow. So hopefully, I make it through. So yeah, that's exciting.
Angela Care, a business born out of a sister's love for her brother, a thriving South African business, and a business we wish all of the very best to. Thank you so much, Kwaketso, for the time and for the insights. We wish you and your business all of the very best success going forward. Kwaketso Ramahlo, the co-founder and CEO of Angela Care, joining us to take a look at her small business. Inspired by the SME of the week? Start your own business or scale up and save up to 50% on fees with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, FSP number 46669. Terms and conditions apply.
That's the sound of your business growing. Whether you're starting out or scaling up, turn your passion into profit with Capitec Business Banking. Save up to 50% on fees. Get fast credit approvals, personalized support, and Forex for your business. Open your business banking account on our app. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP. 46669. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.